Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and today I am joined in the studio by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So one of the things that was at last night's Perry City Council meeting was the Tyson easements. Now, we had a couple public hearings about this, and then a couple resolutions passed. What can you tell me about the Tyson easements?
Yeah, so this actually there were two easements given last night, one to Tyson Foods and one to Dallas County Conservation Board. Tyson Foods is doing a building expansion, kind of changing their processes a little bit, so they need a larger turnaround area on the north side of their plant, and this would come up right next to the trail. So part of this project was relocating the trail farther north and even farther away from the plant than it currently is. So we had to give just a little sliver of an easement, I think about 12 feet by 120 feet or something like that, and then a larger easement to Dallas County Conservation for the trail to actually be built on.
Okay, and Tyson is paying for that relocation of the trail, correct?
Yep, they're just rolling it in as part of their project of their that they're doing out there.
I've heard quite a bit about this, being at the supervisors meeting every week. So they were basically waiting to see what Perry was going to do. So I bet it comes as a relief to them that Perry has agreed to confirm these easements.
Yep. I think they were waiting for us because they have the land in between Tyson Foods and City of Perry's portion. So they were kind of, they didn't want to jump the cart before we did. And so we finally got our stuff together and were able to get that done for them.
All right. Now, one thing that's kind of been ongoing is, of course, the urban chicken ordinances. There was further work on these done, a couple more readings, and also some prices set. What can you tell me about the latest with the urban chickens?
So, yeah, we did the second reading of both of the ordinance. We have to amend the old animal ordinance to allow for chickens by the new urban chicken ordinance. And then we also set registration fees. It's a one-time fee of $25. And then every year you just have to re-register with no fee just to make sure that we know you still have chickens.
Yeah, so that should streamline that process considerably. No longer have to take it in front of the city council.
Yep, no more long waits, you know, having to wait 2 weeks and stuff like that. Really simple application and then just a couple checks by the building official and you're good to go.
How frequently have you had people approach you guys about getting chickens inside city limits?
I think it tends to be a little bit seasonal. Usually in the spring, people go to Orchlands or wherever and get some chicks and then find out that they have to have a permit to do it. So, and then they'd have to write a letter and get on the city council agenda and wait that time. And this is just going to be a lot more streamlined and really kind of make it easier for everybody. It's just another thing to clog up a council agenda. And since the council set such exact rules and regulations on it, I don't foresee any real issues with it. So,
all right. Plus, it's fun to say urban chickens.
That's right.
Think
Absolutely.
About urban chickens.
Urban chickens.
All right. One of the other things that Mayor Jay Patti mentioned last night is the continuation of the local option sales tax petitions. Now, it seems like this is still going relatively well as far as getting signatures, but what can you tell me about the latest with this?
Yeah, we're climbing up onto about 1,000 signatures, I think. So we're definitely making progress, and this has really been fun to watch all these other communities come together on a unified front to get these signatures together. And, you know, I know Dawson and DeSoto and Van Meter have really pulled their weight with getting signatures. And look for my bright, shining face out and about on the 4th of July because I'll be out in the park and around town all day trying to get signatures and get the word out about it. So.
Yeah, speaking of the 4th of July, the council did approve last night the permit for J&M displays for the fireworks.
Yep, this is who the chamber hires to do the big display of display fireworks, which still requires council approval with the new ordinance.
Yeah, $13,000 worth of fireworks, that should be pretty
should,
big.
Should go off with a pretty big bang, Joe.
Very good. All right. Now, one thing that you mentioned during your report was that you had attended a a meeting about Shadows of the Rails, which is has something to do with art. I'm very unfamiliar with this, so what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, this is a art project that really stretches across the whole trail, the Raccoon River Valley Trail. The first project and kind of the cornerstone project is in Waukee, and they're actually building it right now. So you can run down there and check that out. I think it's going to be a really great installation there, right along Highway 6 at their trailhead. So it'll be very visible, and I think it'll be a real attraction to the trail. And as part of that, there's portions of that installation that can be replicated and added to other communities. And the goal is to have a piece of this in every community and tie the whole trail and every community together with a common art theme. So we're working towards raising money to get a piece or two in Perry to bring that art theme through town.
Sure, and Perry is kind of well known for their art, so it shouldn't be too hard to get that, I would assume.
Yep, and really I think this is going to be a great addition to all of the other public art in town and the public art that Art on the Prairie is working on right now. And it should really just kind of turn into a really great art community. I'm really excited.
All right. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about today?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a little heads up. Our meetings are a little skewed at the end of this fiscal year. So we have our year-end fiscal meeting on June 30th, that's a Friday at 8 a.m. at City Hall. And then we won't have a first meeting in July. So the next meeting, I believe, is the third Monday of July.
All right. So that June 30th meeting, will that kind of be like a regular session, or is it a special session, or what? How is that classified?
It's a special year-end meeting. We do schedule it, so it is a regularly scheduled meeting at the beginning of the year. But it's just a lot of close-out things, and we may take care of some of this extra business, like some final readings of ordinances and things like that.
All right. Well, Sven Peterson, Perry City Administrator, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.